Father, for Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Lord, for coming here, for taking off your royalty, for putting on human flesh and doing what you did. We are so grateful, and we're so grateful. I just want to say to you, Jesus, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. If you all would remain standing, we're going to receive our communion right now. We're remembering our covenant today, and communion is a covenant act. It's a time to remember what has been done for us. The word remember is a covenant word, remember. And so when I say this, I'm not saying we should just stop and think about it for a minute. I'm thinking we need to take this to heart. When Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me, he meant more than, hey, every once in a while, y'all do this because it'd be good. No, this is a serious matter. And so this is about reminding ourselves that we are participating in a covenant with Almighty God where he's already fulfilled everything, and all we have to do is receive the blessing. Just step into it, and by the power of Almighty God and the grace of Almighty God, he'll help us do our part. Amen. And so we have, by faith, received Jesus and all that he's done for us, spirit, soul, and body. So Lord, we come to your table today in your presence, and as we celebrate your birth, we remember all that you've done. You were born to deliver. You were born to show us what is possible. You were born to die, and you were born to put an end to death, hell, and the grave. And we thank you for that, Lord. Praise God. Everybody ready? I'm going to sit this back down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:23, for I've received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. 1 Corinthians 11:25, after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us partake together. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And if you agree with that, say amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Merry Christmas. And what a good one it is. Praise the Lord. We're going to receive our offering right now. I wanted to talk to you about a scripture that I pray over you every time we receive the offering. And that's Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Now, Pastor George Pearson's a few years ago taught us something kind of cute about this. And I want to just share it with you. It said in this scripture, make a grammatical adjustment right now. Take the comma out between over and shall. And you're going to find this. Running over men, give to me. Running over men, give to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just thought that was so cute. And actually, I've had that happen to me a lot of times. People run up to me and say, Pastor, I have something for you. They're running over and they're running over. They're running over and they're running over. Right? Well, people are going to start running over to you. Clients. Whatever client you need. Amen. Business deals. They're running over to you. Just people who love you and want to give you something. Praise the Lord. They're running over to you because they're running over. And guess what? If you're one of those people who's running over to give to someone, then you're going to reap running over. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for the givers today. We thank you, Lord, that as we believe for our harvest today, we remember that our motivation for accumulation is distribution. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tither and the devourer is rebuked for them. And we thank you for the windows that are open for us and also for the giver. We thank you for this word. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over men give to our pockets. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that cute? Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Praise the Lord. Well, thanks for coming out this morning. We got a good group this morning. A lot of people are traveling, but here we are at the core. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, if you'd like to give by text, give via text message the amount you want to give to VCHL and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link and complete your gift. It's really easy that way. By the way, in case you don't know that, you always have the capability of going out on Realm, and seeing what you've given all year. It's available to you. So Realm is a good deal. Amen. All right, let's go to Luke 2:1. All right, you can turn the clock on now. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Luke 2, you're so familiar with it. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger," swaddling clothes, as we know. "Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" Man, I don't know if it was such a silent night after all. "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Now, I want to call your attention to an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Out there in the dark, the shepherds were watching the lambs. These were the sacrificial lambs, as we know, and the ones to be sacrificed. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory shone around them. There was light. Things got brighter out there in the dark. Did you know things can get brighter for you? They can absolutely get brighter for you. So, you know, God made this announcement in the very beginning of creation. He said, "Light be." He actually said, "Me be," because he is light. So he said, "Light in me be," or "Light be." And when he said it, light speed up, shot out, and began to create. His presence, his glory, began to create. And so we're very familiar with this. We've been studying this month. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word," or the Word already existed. "The Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is speaking of Jesus. "He was already with God in the beginning. Everything came into existence through him. Not one thing that exists was made without him." He was the source of life, And that life was the light of humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the dark has never extinguished it. So, today I bring you tidings of great joy. Your light has come. Don't ever get tired of hearing about Jesus being the light, because that's the power and the presence of God flowing through you. Jesus spoke and he said, I am the light of the world. The prophet said the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Talking about the Messiah coming into the earth. Amen. John said the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. Darkness cannot overcome you as long as your light shining. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we beheld Christ's glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father. For unto us is a child is born, to us a son is given. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Church, your light has come. Amen. There's nothing that can't be revealed that you need to know. If you're perplexed about anything, if you're wondering about anything, if anything seems dark to you, light can come in, shine a light on what needs to be shined, and things can happen, including bad government, including trouble that's in this earth. If we'll stick together, if we'll stand up as the righteousness of God, if we keep our prayers flowing, we're going to see good results. God's doing it. Sometimes darkness has to be exposed. Because people keep their head in the sand. They don't know what's going on. But when corruption is exposed, then it can be taken care of.
Amen.
You can't kill a stinging scorpion until you see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
We had one in our pantry and Deb got it and she took it outside and smushed it right in the driveway. It's still there. Anyway, praise the Lord. But she got it. Praise God. So now we talked about this before. I want to mention it again because it's important. Every Christmas, we're all looking at lights. I haven't even gone down to see the lights at the river yet, but I want to. Have y'all seen it? Well, y'all drive that way, but we haven't gone down there. But they're always pretty. And that always, we always say this makes us think about the light of the world, how the light came into the world. And we know the light is Jesus. But I want to ask you, did you know that the American suburbs are 50% lighter every year from Thanksgiving to Christmas? 50% lighter. That's a lot of light. The lights, the blinking reindeer, they use enough electricity to power 800,000 homes for a year. Just within those months. That's how much light is going off. So, did you know that it takes 2,683 LED lights on your roof for them to be seen from outer space? John, we gotta work on that. Now, I'm going to tell you, John and Rachel, Saturn can see their house. I mean, it is lit up out there. Chevy Chase had nothing on you. What was his name in the show? Anybody? Clark. Clark had nothing on you. So, but theirs is pretty. It's very tasteful. So, but, yeah, your Christmas lights, if you have enough of them, you can see them from outer space. That's pretty cool. Yeah. It's amazing. But you know what? There's better news than that. There's better news than that. Because you have a light on the inside of you that shines so bright that it pushes back evil. It pushes back darkness. It pushes back. It changes the other dimension. And you need to be aware of that. You are power. You're lit up. He's flowing on the inside of you. That's the best light and that's the good news. Jesus lit you up. Glory to God. John 8:12 says, then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we have the light of life on the inside of us. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We need to remember that. There are millions of people listening to people preaching that God's got a little darkness. He absolutely has no darkness. James tells us that he can't even cast a shadow. He is pure light.
Amen.
What a great thing. And he gives beneficial gifts. He gives blessing. And he doesn't have the devil on a chain letting him out to try to teach you a lesson. The devil is self-employed. He has nothing to do with it. But that true light, Jesus said, I am the light and the life, and the light of men. And so every one of us are lit. Every one of us are.
Amen.
And you know, get the deeper meaning of that, church. Don't go, oh yeah, we're the light. Get a deeper meaning. This just doesn't mean that you're enlightened and that makes you smarter because you can quote some scripture. Come on. That's just religious talk, right? But, and you are, you're smarter because you have revelation, which is light itself. Anytime a scripture has lit up to you, is that right English? Ronnie's not here, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so if it's lit up to you, if it's lightened up, if it's lit up, okay, go back. When a revelation lights up to you, there we go. I got to get my grammar book back out. Oh, wait, there's a teacher on the front row. Oh, well. Okay, we're moving on. So that's good. Revelation is enlightening, right? It is enlightening. So that's part of it, and that's good. But there's something else. There's more than that. And we find it in Hebrews 10:32. It says that when you got born again, you were illuminated.
Yeah.
Light speed on the inside of you. 180,000 miles per second is lit up in you. See, God is light speed up. We're sitting right on light speed right here, right? But God is light speed up the realm, the glory, that shining bright light, that anointing you feel when you're in church or when you're singing a song or when you're preaching or whatever it is. That's that light on the inside of you. Right now you're going, whoa, on the inside. You got a vibration going. Praise the Lord. You're lit up and in the right way. Praise the Lord. So, you can work with God now. God can work through you now. He can't work through the dark, but you are a pipeline and a passageway, and you're ready to go. You can work with him. So this is what I want to tell you today. Jesus came into the world. He came as a baby, but he didn't leave the light behind. When he left his royalty, his divinity, he still carried the light within him. That light is in his blood. I just felt the anointing increase when I said that right there. That light is in his blood. It's in his DNA.
Yeah.
Amen. There's light in your blood right now. That's why I always tell you that you need to read after John G. Lake. He understood how to get what's in his spirit out into his body. He called it transmutation in the old days. It's a word we don't use anymore. But it's about the light and the life of God released in taking over your body. And you have it on the inside of you right now. There's really no reason to be sick.
Amen.
You just have to press into it. That's why I almost every night before I go to bed, I say the light and the life of the glory of God penetrates my body. Every cell has a door, and every door opens and receives the light and light of God.
Amen.
All neuropeptides cleared out, all good, and we flow in Jesus' name. And you can have what you say.
Yes.
Amen. When are we going to get that? We're going to have what we say. Amen. Now, so you get light from the word. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is Isaiah 60, verse 1. This is my personal plan that God gave me. So if it's my plan, it has something to do with you too. Okay? Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You are enlightened, and you have passed into a state of light. Now, be light. Pass into a state of light. Enjoy light. Impart it freely to others. Shine. Be bright. Be surrounded with light. Rise now from a state of obscurity and darkness. Come out of the dark. Come out of dark thinking. Come into the light. Now, we don't have time to do this morning, but think about this. That over there in Isaiah, it begins to talk about that when you shine, people are drawn to you. It says the wealth of the kings and Gentiles are drawn to you. It says your sons and daughters will be nursed at your side. It said all of these things are, so the law of draw, when you're shining, the law of draw comes in. You got to get that, church. This is where we are. You're like, you know, I need a better income, or I need to be well, whatever it is. And you're thinking, I don't have any more room in my life. I don't have any more time in my life. I couldn't have a second job. Well, shine.
Amen.
Shine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So you know the little song, This Little Light of Mine? Yeah. I'm going to let it shine. It's still good today.
Yeah.
It's still good today. It's still a good song to be singing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that little light holds the universe.
Wow.
The universe is in you right now. All you have to do is receive that light. Receiving the light charges up the light that is already there. Right now you're getting supercharged. Because
right.
I'm preaching the light and you're getting more light.
Yeah.
So if you thought, oh, you're going to preach on the light again, your battery's getting charged up right now.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We spent this time talking about light and plans. And I want to encourage you, get in the plan. Because if you get in the plan, God's going to blow those windows wide open. If you get in the plan. How many people have gone through their whole life and they're not in the plan? They've just sat back and done something else. God has a plan for your life. And you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and get into the plan zone. And you may have to do some things that are not so comfortable, but you can do them and move forward. Amen? You just have to listen to the plan. And when God gives you a plan, He gives you the power to bring the plan to pass. You don't have to do it by yourself. And He also, just like He did with Jesus, provision got up and started moving to Jesus the day that Mary said, be it done unto me according to thy word. So if you want the plan, you got to get God's plan, not a good plan. Don't try to do something and work on convincing yourself.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Convincing yourself, this is it. Don't do that. Get God's plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yes. I just heard, I will restore just then. I will restore. So take it.
Yeah.
Take it. Get God's plan. Restoration will come. Fulfillment will come. Praise the Lord. That's happening to us right now. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Well, men are running. Women are running. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. So Jesus left His throne of pure light. He gave up His crown that we might be free. He came from light speed to light speed down. Got that? And He brought light to you and me. We have it. Almighty God, You made that holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. We thank You that here on earth we can walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day awaken to the brightness of His glory through Your only Son, Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, may the light of this child light our way forever. May the blessing which broke through the darkness on this night be ours always. May we always have cause to sing praises, give thanks, and celebrate the true light of the world, our Savior Jesus Christ. And if you agree with